to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, an integrative, holistic vet who can help you make good decisions for your pet's wellness. We're here to answer any question you have about your pets. Our number is 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors, companies we've invited to be here. We believe in them and use them ourselves, so please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Please check out all the wonderful pet shows I co-host every week on our new network. Tomorrow is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore and Dog Travel Experts. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DBM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Dr. Sean, what kind of a weekend has it been for you since it's Tuesday night? It still sort of bled through the weekend.
You know, the weekend was actually pretty good, pretty fast. But I'll tell you, Tracy, the next couple of weekends, I'll tell you what's going on. It's going to be nuts.
Cool.
This weekend, I have dress rehearsal for our church talent show, which I am emceeing and performing magic in and performing with my band for 2 hours. So I'm going to be very busy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm performing my mentalism act on Saturday night. I'm speaking to the Cocker Spaniel Rescue Group Saturday. And last weekend, I actually performed music with one of my duo partners at one of our senior living centers. So I've been busy performing.
Oh, my
I'm going to be busy speaking
goodness.
Here.
This
what's
must
going
be what
on?
It keeps you sane, though, right? Because instead of it being dog, cat all day long, or in your case, even snakes and birds, you have this all these other things you do that keep you well-rounded and grounded, I would guess.
You know, I really do, and it keeps me busy, but it's also fun because it gets me a break from being a veterinarian.
Exactly.
And studying hard, working hard. Even though I'm working to perform, it's just a lot of
it's
fun.
It's totally different.
Entertaining audiences, and they entertain me back, so I think that's great.
I think it's terrific, and I think that it's really important for everyone to have whatever we call that life balance work thing.
Yeah.
All work and no play makes Jack a boring boy. And also, you come back to your profession, to your work more refreshed if you've done other things in between. I'm going to give you guys the number if you have any questions for Dr. Sean. He is wearing his veterinary hat tonight. 888-627-6008. We've had a couple of emails. They aren't really medical or holistic.
Okay.
But they're kind of interesting because people seem to be incredibly confused about why their dog or cat is doing things that are entirely natural and are being called bad by somebody else, or how do they wind up there. So this is from one of our really devoted listeners, Leah. Every time that the podcast of the show doesn't get up soon enough on the website for RadioPetLady.com, she's like, where's the podcast? So Leah,
she really wants to listen.
To you. Love that you're always waiting for these shows. And 1 week we didn't have It's a Dog's Life or Pet Food Advisors. I'm sure other people noticed it and thought, oh, well, not Leah. She's like, where are my shows? So here's what Leah asked. I was wondering if you or one of your pet behaviors can help me. I want to buy one of those NecoFlies toys, which is the official toy of Cat Crazy. But my cat keeps chewing on the string of the danglers I already have, fishing pole toys, basically. She just won't stop. I can't play with it for very long because of this. It makes playtime unpleasant. I can't call in, so please answer on the air. So I was preparing to explain to her how you play with a wand toy, which you, Sean, having a rag doll and loving her and her predecessor, you know that when you play with a wand toy, it's not about the wand or the string. It's the critter or the moving object at the end of the string.
They love the movement.
Yeah, you drag along the ground. And the reason I love NecoFlies is all of those critters are incredibly lifelike, and they're different. Some are mouse-like, some are spider-like, some are dragonfly-like. And different cats really do respond to different kinds of critters, prey, and different kinds of movement. So before I could write back, and this is the thing that I think is really important for all of you, if you have questions, whether they're medical or behavioral, please consider the source. Don't be just asking your friends or your granny what to do, because they may just have been playing the telephone game too and just repeated something someone else told them. And then really, instead of enlightening yourself, you're turning the lights off. So Leah writes back 2 days later. I got an answer to my question from a behaviorist my friend knows. Well, I don't know. A lot of people call themselves behaviorists, Sean, like a lot of people call themselves a shrink, you know, or a life coach. That's the new one. So this behaviorist, here's what this genius says. This is just a bad habit of my cat's and cannot be broken. I'll have to find a different toy for her to play with. I'm bummed out, too. I wanted one of those Necco Flies toys. Okay, Ms. or Mr. Behaviorist that gave this absurd answer to a cat playing with the string on a fishing pole or a dangling toy. It's not a bad habit, and it isn't a habit that needs to be broken or cannot be broken. The cat's more interested in the string on that toy than the thing hanging on the end of it. It's the motion of the string that interests her. So you need to get, first of all, a toy, a fishing pole wand toy that has something on the end that really engages your cat's interest. And you don't just wave it in the air. That's the other thing. You got to drag it along the ground in an incredibly realistic way that scurries and skitters underneath furniture, across furniture, goes forward, goes back, never goes towards the cat, because prey would never go towards the cat. So it's both a question of, is the what's dangling on the end of a fishing pole toy really realistic? If it's one feather, like some of them are, some cats may find that amusing. Others are like, hey, I'm not stupid. That's just a feather. That's not does not look moving like a bird. It doesn't ring any of my bells. It doesn't hit any of my centers of I'm a hunter. Let me go get that. Or it may be the way the person's using it. On the Necco Flies website, Necco Flies is spelled N-E-K-O Flies, F-L-I-E-S. There are videos of people playing with Necco Flies toys. In fact, I think on our website somewhere, Dr. Carlos Siracusa, maybe it's on the Dog Talk on my NPR show. He's the official veterinary behaviorist of Dog Talk, has a cat that he adores called Marco, received a Necco Flies toy, uses it now in his clinic with behavior problems for cats, and he did his own video of his cat Marco going berserko for what's on the end of the Necco Flies toy. The only thing I would add to that is it says very clearly on the instructions, and they're not kidding, only play, it's an interactive toy only. It should never be left out. First of all, the cat will destroy the toy on the end of it, which are delicate and handmade, or could get himself tangled up and in trouble. This is a toy to be used and then put away under lock and key. Some cats are so crazy for it, they try to open drawers and closets and cupboards to get at it, or so people have said. So it's to be used with the cat 5, 6, 7, 8, probably no more than 10 minutes, which is about their attention span to be hunters, and then you put it away for another day. And some cats will meow and beg and go, come on, some more. That's a good sign. So it is not a bad habit that cannot be broken for a cat to play with the string of a fishing pole toy. So, I mean, behaviorists, what do you think about that term, Sean? Do you think it's used a little too loosely?
Yeah, it's kind of like nutritionist, you know. I mean, I see all of these people that are behaviorists or pet experts.
Yes.
And, you know, really, if you want a behaviorist, you really should work with a veterinarian who's trained in veterinary medicine, including pharmacology and understanding the pharmacology of behavior, and can help guide you. And if need be, to find a trainer slash behaviorist, you can work with the veterinarian who's specializing in that in case short-term medication is necessary as well. And that's always very, very helpful.
That's extremely good advice, because the use of short-term medication is something that people think, well, I'm not going to drug my dog or cat. But
well, I don't want to drug them either. I just want to help them temporarily and get them on their way.
That's exactly right. If an animal is stuck someplace mentally or emotionally or behaviorally, sometimes that short course of the right medication can get them over the hump so that you can desensitize them or correct their behavior or change it in a better frame of mind. So be cautious even with dog trainers. You know, anybody can call themselves a dog trainer. In California, this is scary and shouldn't surprise anybody, anyone can call themselves a psychologist. You can hang out a shingle and say, let me solve your problems, just because someone once told me I'm really good at this.
That's interesting.
So, you know, yeah, it is interesting. And the same thing with behavior.
Very scary. Sure.
Very scary.
Well, you know, if you're going to go to somebody who's claiming to be a behaviorist, find out what that means. You know, what kind of background do they have? What kind of training? You know, I'll tell you something very interesting. I remember many, many years ago when I was a youngster working for a veterinarian. I was a teenager getting ready to go into college, starting off my college career.
Is that Dr. Quack or another, a different vet?
No, this is a good vet. We already talked about some quack stories. We'll have time
for
many more.
No, that's good.
Of those
you had a good one in your past. That's good.
Yes. Well, this guy actually inspired me to really love dermatology because he was like the area dermatologist as well as a general practitioner. So I really, really enjoy dermatology a lot, which is one of the things I can't really say I specialize in, but we get a lot of referrals for skin cases. Anyway, so we would talk about veterinarians and other people who kind of thought they were as knowledgeable as vets, and he would make an interesting comment. Occasionally, a client would say, if they were questioning him, "Well, you know, my groomer said," or "my trainer said," and he would always come back and say, "And what veterinary school did your groomer or trainer get his degree from?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And basically, he's basically saying, you know, if he didn't get the same degree as me, I don't really care what your trainer or groomer says because I don't talk about training and grooming. He shouldn't talk about medicine.
Yeah. It's true. And it's dangerous,
it is.
Especially where behavior issues are concerned, because if you have a dog who's showing aggression, hey, even a cat showing aggression, that becomes a danger to the people, a danger to the animal itself. If someone isn't handling it right, the animal may get to the point where someone says, well, this animal's too dangerous, has to be euthanized, when maybe it could have been handled, you know, and only somebody with that training. There's all kinds of letters that go after your name if you are a certified animal behaviorist. You take courses, you take tests, you have to take continuing education at veterinary conferences and wherever else you can get CE credits.
Absolutely.
So all of it counts. Our number, if you all want to chime in on any of this, anyone out there calling themselves a behaviorist who wants to defend those who call themselves behaviorists, we'd love to know why you call yourself that. What sort of, not necessarily gives you the right, but makes you feel that that's an entitlement. Our number is 888-627-6008, and we have Linda calling. Linda, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, fine. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. Delighted to have you here. What's your question?
Well, a couple of questions. One has to do with I have five what I call litter stations, and I would like to know what I can do in between every couple of weeks. I completely throw it out and put in fresh, but I do clean each litter box out 3 to 4 times a day, you know, to
now
keep
I,
it
I
clean.
Don't,
but
do,
is
I,
there...
do I dare ask how many cats you have?
8.
That's amazing. I could a whole bunch. I could tell by the fact that with 5 litter stations, you probably had more than 4 cats because, you know, that old rule of N plus 1. But at some point when you get over the number of 4 cats, there's a limit to how many you can have. And so if you're cleaning them that often, that's really great. What do you find is happening, that there's an odor?
Well, I don't know if it's that I really smell it myself, but the cats, I mean, they just kind of seem to be, sometimes they'll go to one and not like it for whatever reason and maybe go to a different one. And I just was wondering if there's something I can do to kind of freshen it up.
Good question, but it's not the lack of freshness that's probably making one or more of those boxes attractive to one or more of the cats. When you have 8 personalities and 8 interactions that happen, it's like multiples of 8, you know, to the nth power. Which cat feels comfortable, if another cat is giving him a look, standing in the doorway, maybe once scared him when he was coming in or out of the box. So you have that element, like who is dominating that resource? Because in the end of the day, food, water, especially cat trees, places to hide, places to climb are all resources, but so are litter boxes. So if you have them all, the general kind of thinking is it depends a little on the different litters. If you feel that all of them are happy with what's called the substrate, if they all like the feel of that litter under their feet, no one's avoiding it. What kind of litter do you use?
I took your advice a while back and started using the Catatract, and from the very beginning, I could tell something different was happening with the cats.
I love that.
Going into the litter box. I mean, it is just kind of an immediate, it was just a difference.
All right, let me just say something to you, Linda. Mm-hmm. I'm sending you, after you get off the air, I want you to write, well, you have to listen to the whole rest of the show. That's the law, right?
Sure.
Then after that, I'm only kidding. Then after that, write me an email to radiopetlady@gmail.com. I'm going to send you a coupon for a free container of Catatract litter, a great big jug of it.
Oh my gosh, because I have to buy tons of it for these.
Oh, I bet, yes.
It takes 3 to 4 bags.
I believe it. I believe it. So you're going to
– For the litter boxes.
Yeah, radiopetladies@gmail.com. Here's the thing about – so if you're using Catatrek litter, that's really great, and it's also – created in such a way that it absorbs the liquid into little granules, crystals. There's some great science to it. But one of the things you may be doing is maybe putting too much in the box. So a way to save you some money, because their suggestion to people is only 1.5 inches. Now, most people put so much in their litter box like they're going to take a walk on the beach. A lot of cats don't like that heavy, that feeling of sinking into the sand. The pee is actually supposed to... I think that's
maybe
the
that's why half the litter is always on the floor outside of the.
I'm thinking
of
so.
The litter and box.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the pee is supposed to hit the bottom of the box. It's not meant to go into the litter and then spread into all the litter. You're meant to have about 1.5 inches so that it hits the bottom of the box and then it clumps or gets absorbed.
Okay. Because I was trying to avoid it going to the bottom.
Well, in fact, it's supposed to go to the bottom. And then when it hits the bottom, then the good quality of litter will then absorb it. So, you know, and every couple of, and then if you had to empty them all once a week and toss what little might be in there and scrub them out and dry them, which would be
Oh, man, that makes a difference then.
And you'll save a lot of money, Linda, because you're using a lot.
Yes, because that was about $100 a week or so, or every 2 weeks.
Goodness.
I was spending on it. Okay.
Wow. Well, I just want to say, I'm extremely gratified that you took my advice, extremely happy, as would the people at Precious Cat, Dr. Elsie himself, be, to learn that it made a big difference to you. I want to send you the coupon, but then to you and to anyone listening, anyone who writes to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com will get a free sample box of Whole Life Pet Pure Protein Treats, and then there's instructions in it on how to buy it from them at a discount afterwards if your cats love it. But if you send me a little note and say, I'm the lady with the 8 kitties, you're going to get a double portion. So anything we can do to support a woman who's keeping 8 cats happy, clean, fed, and well is a great accomplishment. You should give yourself a meow on the back.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have time for one more question?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. We're going to keep you on hold, if that's okay, because we need to go to our break so that they kind of hit at the right time. We're going to go to a break. You hang on. Don't go away. And when we come back, we're going to answer your second question. We'll be right back. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feel Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals Omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. VaxiCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and I are back. You're listening to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and Linda has another question. Linda, go for it.
Hey, don't laugh at this question. I have some, they're not mine, but they are stray cats for some reason that have found me. and I am feeding the stray cats when they do show up. My question is, can a person get, if a cat has leukemia, I mean, not leukemia, but like AIDS, and or if you're scratched by a cat or bitten, I mean, can a person get that?
Dr. Sean, AIDS virus?
From a cat? Well,
the kitty AIDS, the FELV,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. That's specific for cats.
The kitty
only
AIDS? Because I know you can get rabies if an animal has rabies, so I didn't know if you could get cat AIDS.
No. Cat AIDS is specific AIDS for cats. Cat AIDS is specific for cats, just like cat leukemia virus is specific for cats, just like people AIDS is specific for people. Now, rabies can affect any warm-blooded animal, but most diseases are actually species-specific, which means they're not going to jump species lines and affect another animal or another species.
So when the avian flu came along, right, Sean, that was a big shock because that was zoonotic. It went from flocks
of birds. Yeah, I think that was
a
lot of hype too. But I mean, actually,
you think it was misunderstood?
Well, I think a lot of the flu is kind of more hype than anything, but that's a totally different topic.
Right, it is.
But yeah, you can now flu virus can be transmitted between obviously pigs, like swine flu, and birds and people, but not really between dogs and cats and people.
But on the other hand, Linda, if you must be a little cautious about letting these strays come. I really think that if one wants to be kind to feral cats, one has to immediately get in touch with a feral cat rescue group, have them trap these cats, neuter and spay them, and vaccinate them, and then put them back out into a safe colony. You're going to create real problems with your 8 cats if you're allowing outside cats anywhere near your house. Your cats are going to start to spray. They're going to have anxiety. They're going to start acting out aggressively to each other if they catch glimpses of these other cats, if they smell these other cats, if they smell them on you, if they smell them on a dish. It's not responsible to feed feral cats unless you engage with one of the – there's several thousand feral cat groups in the country. You go to Alley Cat Allies. It's linked on our website, and they'll put you in – it'll show you where – the Humane Society of the United States has a map that shows where every feral cat group is in the whole country. They need to trap, neuter, and spay and vaccinate for health, just as you said, those cats, and then perhaps even relocate them to some place where they can be a safe colony looked after by someone. It's too big a risk to the health and wellness and emotional stability of your clowder of cats, okay?
Yeah. Well, I have taken 3 of them already to my vet and had them spayed / neutered and given them the shots.
But you know what? That's really nice, but you really should let a trap, neuter, spay group do it. They get huge discounts from vets who are very kindly allied with them. They know how to handle these animals. They have the humane traps. They have gloves that they wear. And doing 3 cats and not doing the other 4 will still wind up with way too many kitties in your backyard, okay?
Yeah.
So it's really nice
thank you. Yeah.
But it's a better use of your money is to call up the feral cat group, give them $20, $30, whatever dollars you can, because for $20 or $30, they can get 3 of them spayed because they have special relationships with the vets. It costs you $75 for one, you know? So thank you for the call, Linda. Thank you for listening.
Sure, thank you both very much.
Send your address, radiopetlady@gmail.com, so you can get your precious cat coupon.
Thank you. Love it.
Take care, darling. Love to talk to you. So nice that you called.
Bye-bye.
Carmen, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Hey there, Carmen. You're on the air.
How are you?
What can we do for you?
I'm actually with The Honest Kitchen.
Yay.
Oh, Carmen from The Honest Kitchen. Awesome. There was a Carmen, actually a very nice blind lady with a lot of Siamese called Carmen. So I thought, okay, Carmen's back. This is Carmen from The Honest Kitchen. Oh, my God. You guys have first of all, we want to thank you so much for being one of the sponsors of our show. We're really proud of that. If you listen to the whole show, you'll hear the charming and adorable ad that I wrote and recorded, because we really love your food and we love the whole philosophy behind The Honest Kitchen. But you guys have a really cool survey going on that I'm so glad you called in. Can you explain it to people? Because it's a fun thing to do and then you get really cool discounts.
Yeah, so it's our annual benchmarking survey, and this is just a great way for us to hear from our customers. So we send it out through our newsletter base and through Facebook. And then at the end, there's one of three rewards that people can choose from. It's either free shipping, 15% off an order, or a $10 coupon in their local store.
Wow. So, and the survey is for people that are already Honest Kitchen customers or anybody?
Really anyone, Honest Kitchen customers, but if they've heard of us or are thinking about trying us, it's a great way for us to kind of, you know, get more feedback from them as well.
Excellent, because I think a lot of people may have heard the ad on the show and across actually all the shows on Radio Pet Lady Network. And even though the ad sort of describes what the Honest Kitchen is and what the philosophy is behind the food, people still might be a little confused about the raw dehydrated aspect.
They're
both pet foodies, so we're always interested in the most nutritious and most healthy. Can you explain a little bit, like what's your elevator speech? If someone says, where do you work? And you say the Honest Kitchen, and they look at you funny, like, wonder if that's a cupcake factory. What's your elevator speech to explain the innovative kind of philosophy behind the Honest Kitchen, which some other companies have copied? And, you know, but it really was, you guys were all by yourselves for a long time with a very special idea.
Right. Yeah, I normally just say that it's dehydrated whole food. So instead of making it into a very processed kibble or canned food, we simply just remove the moisture and then let owners hydrate it themselves in their own home. So it's a really great fresh alternative to a kibble-based diet. It's very high moisture, really easy on the digestive tract.
And very good if you want to lose weight. Scooby-Doo has to go back on his Honest Kitchen only diet because – he's one of those guys, you know, like, you know, Sean, this is not you, but some of we women, we look at a potato chip and the scale goes up. And there's some dogs, they look at even the nicest kibble and they just take a couple of little bites of it. And, oh, my God, they pack on a few pounds. But the Honest Kitchen, that's his secret diet. He went from 129 pounds when he had to have one ACL repair, Carmen, to 89 pounds. Just eating the Honest Kitchen and never suffering a moment's hunger pangs. In fact, my vet, I had him in just the other day. He has some terrible arthritis problems. And she looked at his chart and she said, he was 89 and he's 103. And I thought he looked really thin and good. I'm like, okay, Honest Kitchen time, bud. This is it. This is going to be all you get, which he's thrilled. He always has a green nose. Can I just say this dog is a Weimaraner, a beige Weimaraner with a green nose because there's so much vegetables and parsley and broccoli and good stuff in there, and it's very green, right?
Right. It is pretty green, yep.
Yep, which is, you know, a very good color for food. So, Carmen, thank you for telling us about this. How do people take the survey? They go to thehonestkitchen.com or to your Facebook page or all of the above?
The Facebook page is best, and you can get to our Facebook page by just typing in sb.com/thehonestkitchen, and it's one of the top posts that we have.
Excellent. And are people taking the survey? Everyone loves to take a survey. Want to know, is it
clean?
How do you like our box, right?
It's been pretty popular so far.
Oh, cool. Well, we hope to send a few more surveyors from our end, because who doesn't love a reward? You get a reward for taking a survey. I love that. Well, thank you for supporting our show. It means a lot to us, and we love what you're doing. And we love the opportunity to let more people all over the universe know about the Honest Kitchen. I guess the free shipping, now that we're on the World Wide Web, the show, I mean, there could be people in New Zealand and Australia listening, so I guess we have to be clear that free shipping would not include Australia in all likelihood.
Right, just to the U.S.
Right. Well, that's one of the joys and problems, of course, of having a show that can reach anybody anywhere. We have to be very clear about what we can send you and do for you, right?
Yep.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
We wish everyone at the Honest Kitchen continued happiness and good health and lots of green noses on your end.
Okay, thanks. Same to you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. The Honest Kitchen, did you ever try it on your pooch, your little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel? Probably not, because they're pretty.
No, I don't think we had any of that, but I'd like to try some. Send me some samples.
I'm going to send you some samples, because when I used to do live events, which who's got time for live events with so many live radio shows, I used to give out samples. People were bewildered by it because it's very hard to explain what it looks like. And then when you rehydrate it, it's kind of like green oatmeal. And then you read what the ingredients are and you think, this is so much better than what I'm eating right now. that, mm-hmm. And in fact, humans test every batch. It really is made in a human food facility, which everyone who knows the kind of backstory of pet food, if you're using human ingredients in a pet food facility, they're no longer human-grade ingredients, technically. Yeah. But if you make them in a facility that makes human food, the only thing that can cross the door is stuff that any person could also eat. It's sure. ever so complex. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, please give us a call, 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline Formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples, which now we're going to get some of those, a lot of those free samples for you, Sean. All the foods have they're all grain-free, but some have like quinoa. I mean, like things that are like way costly and totally human, and some are turkey and some are, they all have different proteins in them and wonderful stuff. And I'll be curious to know is your little guy finicky, your little Cavie?
No, she'll eat pretty much anything. So.
Oh, well, she's going to love her green porridge.
Not a problem at all.
Not a problem.
I did want to tell you, we started our show talking about whole life treats.
Yes.
I did get some samples of those. My pets love them.
Nice.
And I hope by tomorrow afternoon, our listeners will check out my website, drshawnsnaturals.com. I hope to have at least the chicken ones up on the website
yes.
to offer for sale too.
Yes.
So I'm taking your advice, and we're slowly adding some more products
yes.
to our website.
This makes me so happy because, you know, there's people that
they're
live –
they're really good products.
Oh, my God. They are so amazing. They're the food – all these proteins – and it's right to start with chicken because it's the most
yeah.
popular. But my dogs
right.
love the salmon, the beef. There's even venison. There's chicken liver. There's lamb liver. I mean, there's a huge choice. They have a really nice one of cod. They have one of cheese curds that's amazing, really crunchy. And it all comes from the human food supply chain. I mean, it could go into your local Denny's or something. And it's lightly cooked, and then they hand freeze dry them all. They have three machines, and I've been there. Four guys stand there and put these little trays like baking cookies, kind of, except for they go into a freeze dryer. It's pretty neat. So that would be so great. Any of you who haven't gotten a sample, you really need to, especially for cats. You can only give a cat a pure protein treat, nothing that's got the least bit of carb in it. And anyway, they won't touch most of the junk. Some junk they will touch, and it's really junky. It's got like propylene glycol in it, which is closely related to antifreeze.
Yeah.
It's the one that makes those treats kind of chewy or squishy. Any treats like that, be running for the door. It's so cool that Dr. Sean's store at Pet Care Naturally will have the Whole Life Pet Treats, because if you write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, send me your mailing address, you're going to get a really generous sample box from the company, like really generous. And then you can buy yours directly from Dr. Sean, which is sweet. because we like to keep everything in the family, as we say. And, you know, it's hard for most people to find a store that carries premium pet food or that's near them. And probably you're going to have a bit of a discount on yours if you're smart, because then, you know, everyone loves a little bit of a discount. That will be terrific. Here's our number, 888-627-6008. We have Carol calling. Hey, Carol, is that Carol from Blog Paws?
That's me. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here. You guys are a special friend of the show, Blog Paws. Now, to those of you listening who are bloggers, like, I bet that some of the special friends of Cat Crazy are listening tonight, like Robin covered in cat hair. We have a lot of really cool bloggers that are friends of Cat Crazy. And I think bloggers, to them, Blog Paws is sort of, you know, I don't know, the temple on the mount. But can you explain to other people that are just pet lovers what Blog Paws is and how you want them to know about it and do something about it if you do?
Absolutely. Well, Blog Paws is at its foremost a conference that happens once a year. It's pet welcoming. It takes course over 3 days. And we bring together pet parents, but also just pet people, pet enthusiasts, bloggers, microbloggers like those on Facebook and Twitter, and also with the brands that they buy. And we give advice to you through educational seminars, through one-on-one sessions, through what we're having lunch pack groups this year. We
really?
Come together for 3 days, yeah, at a different city, and you can bring your pet with you. Most of the sessions, all the sessions actually are open to pets, but you could bring your animal with you everywhere in the hotel. We have a daycare center on, you know, right there if you'd like to maybe do some things with your friends while you're in the area and you want to leave your dog. That's right there in the lobby. So it's what started in 2009 with just this idea that, maybe there are people out there that might want to get together who share this common bond of blogging. And, you know, there's got to be more than a few, I don't know, a dozen of you out there, and there are.
Well, you have goodie bags for 500 people. And, Sean, I want you to know that Carol is so kind. She believes in the idea of having an internet pet radio network and thinks that all of our shows are kind of cool. So she is very kindly slipping the postcard about the Radio Pet Lady Network into all the goodie bags, which, Carol, we're really grateful for, because I know that
– thank you so much.
Yeah, companies have to spend a whole lot of money to participate because that's how it's a business. So we really appreciate the boost to our new venture, and we'd love to know how you'd like any of our listeners to be involved. Is there something they can do, need to do to be supportive of Blog Paws or to learn more? Or what? How can they be part of it?
Absolutely. What first thing you can do is log on to blogpaws.com, B-L-O-G, pause, P-A-W-S.com. You can get all the information there about the conference, which is actually coming up in 29 days. We'll be in Tysons Corner, Virginia, May 16 through 18, and any of your listeners can log on, register there, and they'll get some of the latest news that we have. We just signed David Fry from the Westminster Kennel Club and Angel on a Leash. He'll be our celebrity MC.
Cool.
For our red carpet, blogger awards, and we're really excited about that. We have a few other things that we just recently announced. So if they go on the website at blogpaws.com, they'll get all the information.
Well, we're really thrilled to be partners with you in a sense, because supporting what people are doing on the internet to reach out to other pet lovers, to other pet parents, to other bloggers even, we live in that same space. We live on the internet. It's where people can listen to our show, and very soon there'll be an app and a widget where they can actually, on the Blog Paws site, listen to this show while they spend time on the Blog Paws site looking at people's writing. So it's, you know, the World Wide Web is becoming ever more approachable and useful and part of our lives. And I think what you're doing on Blog Paws really digs deep into that and lets people really be connected in ways that, that, as you say, on this passion point in their life, which is pets.
Absolutely. We're, you know, like-minded people coming together to achieve our online and offline goals. So if you love pets, anything about microblogging or blogging in general, you know, no question is one that we can't answer for you. And it's just the type of conference that so happens to have changed my life. And on a side note, I do feed Honest Kitchen. That's all my dog
you
eats.
You do? Oh, my God. That's so cool. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Did you receive any Whole Life Pet treats yet? I was looking today, just today, at your.
We did. He loves the Whole Life Pet treats, the liver ones.
Goody.
He absolutely loves those. Yeah, and that was a generous sample.
They spend a fortune.
Thought, wow.
They're happy to give people a little of everything they make, because they're really proud of it, and they're pretty sure that if they spend that time and money, you will come back for more. So the really cool thing is that as of tomorrow, people can go to Dr. Sean's site, petcarenaturally.com, and get their Whole Life Pet treats. Oh, I'm so glad you got them, Carol. That's terrific.
Oh, yeah, and I've been a fan of Dr. Sean's forever, too. I have your books, and I follow what you write.
Oh, nice.
So. Well, thank you. That is so sweet.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
an honest kitchen feeder, a Whole Life Pet lover, and a Dr. Sean fan. Well, I guess we love you too much.
That's just great.
It really is.
I'm going to go read my dog Bible now.
You're adorable, Carol. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for all the effort you put into Blog Paws. It was a kooky little idea that's blossomed into something absolutely vibrant and marvelous. And I know it's a really important part of a lot of dog writers and dog loving people's lives and cats. So well done.
Thanks for having me on the show. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Call
Thanks
back.
For joining us.
Call back again before May 16th to remind it. If you have any extra places left, we'll send a few more people down the chute to you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
So David Fry, the announcer from Westminster, right? He has such a famous voice, right, Sean? You hear that voice and you just expect an after.
He does that. And John O'Hurley, who was actually a guest on my show a couple of times when we were on Sirius, both do that Westminster show, and they do a great job every year with it.
Yeah, they do. They're really committed to it. And you know, it's so funny because they – you know when they're talking about a breed that's actually just like not a family dog, they use some politically polite word like – very independent. You're like, okay, forget it.
Yes.
This does not want to be around kids, because there are so many breeds that really don't belong in a home with kids.
That's true.
Some of them don't even belong in a home. They're really more of a working dog, you know?
And I think it's good if you're thinking of getting a dog or a cat or any pet, try to find the veterinarian first who's going to help you and spend some time with the doctor and say, hey, this is our lifestyle. This is who we have living in the home. What's a good breed for us? Is a dog
That's
better,
good.
A cat?
Yeah.
And then what should we do? And for me, also very importantly, when people do that, I also like to tell them what it costs to own a pet. What it costs if you get an adult dog, a rescue dog, a puppy, a kitten. And we talk a lot about pet health insurance. We talk about ways to help decrease the cost, et cetera. So I think you don't go into this with surprises. You need to know exactly what's going on. Then you don't hear the thing that sometimes veterinarians hear, which is, God, this pet's costing me a lot of money. Well, why didn't you know that?
Yeah.
You know,
it's like buying
an expensive car and you don't know that the car breaks down and it's $5,000 to fix. Well, why didn't you know that before you got that car?
Right. Or if you were going to have children, you kind of have to know their clothes, their food, their education, their vacations, their camp. Their
kids are always going to cost you more anyway, but at least you have an idea.
That's right. Now, that is true. There are vets that would sit with you and help you figure that out. And also the beauty of a dog show – even watching it on TV, but if you can go to a bench dog show, of which there's very few anymore, where the dogs are forced, sort of by the way the show is set up, to be there on the premises other than when they're in the ring. And it does allow people to go around and look at these dogs and touch these dogs and talk to a breeder. And
that's a great way to look at them, too.
The really good thing, Sean, if I came to you and said, you know, when I grew up, my favorite dog was a Kerry Blue Terrier, and that's what I want. A vet will tell you, well, you know, that breed has some serious kidney problems I think it's the Kerry Blues. There's some, I keep forgetting which one it is. Is it, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, Kerry Blues are not that common, so I'm trying to remember.
It's the Wheaton Terrier. I think it's the
Wheaton Terrier. There you go.
They have a fatal kidney disease that hits them at age 8. In fact, one of the judges at the Westminster Dog Show I was covering the dog show for Dog Talk, my NPR show, covering it. I use that term loosely. I went there and, you know, reported back some stuff. It's a mixed bag of responses from me. It's not like just a pure love fest. It's like, there's some things here that I wish were a little different. But in any case, this guy was a marvelous judge, and there's this lunch they hold at Sardi's where the best in show comes and eats a steak off of a platter. And he had been a breeder of Wheaton Terriers, and the people who'd bought his dogs, as well as the dogs that he was still raising, were just dying. And so he started to breed Glen Ivemal Terriers, of which there were four in the United States. They had just been sort of accepted by the AKC. I thought, you know, if you're the, if I can understand that, right? You have a breed that can has fatal a fatal flaw. You want some breed that's never going to be inbred. There's not going to be too many of them. They're hardy little things. They've lived in the, I don't know, the highlands of Scotland. They can put up with anything. And I guess you want, it's what tolerance do you have for a lot of vet visits, right? For some dogs,
absolutely,
they're going to need a lot more, like a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. You have heart problems.
Yeah, and you need to know that going into it so there aren't those surprises.
Exactly. So we're going to make sure that that little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel tries some green porridge, as it were, from the Honest Kitchen. That's so fun that Carol feeds it. Okay, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I have another slightly peculiar question, just because it's peculiar question night. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Scientific tests show that Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Waroova Pet Foods are privately owned and made in a human food facility, so they're good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waroova, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those who are trying to transition away from dry foods, which Waroova chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying this show, please check out all the other shows I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy with veterinarian co-hosts, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna. Second opinions on difficult medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, the natural vet, followed by my long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog. Thursday, it's A Dog's Life with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a veterinary nutritionist with advice about feeding your dogs and cats. You can listen to any previous shows in the podcast libraries at RadioPetLady.com. And by the way, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, Dr. Sean Delaney, is going to fill in for you in May when you're off doing probably one of these exotic things that you do. He's going to fill in, and we'll talk probably a lot about food that night since he's a veterinary nutritionist. But that's very nice. He said he'd be happy to fill your shoes. There are big shoes to fill, but he's ready for the challenge.
Well, tell him not to do too good of a job because I do want to come back.
I'll make him stumble.
I'll get a good job, just not a great job.
Okay, that's fine. Just adequate will be good. This is a good one because this would be a product. I don't know if they make anything like this for the veterinary field, but I wish we could. I will look for if you would carry a belly band for small male dogs who mark in the house. There's a number of companies that make them, but some are much better than others. And I consider it kind of a medical problem. This is a question from James. James, I am so sorry it's taken me weeks to read this on the air. I hope you're still listening. I had a question to ask. I have a small Yorkie male that has a bad habit of marking the house. I have scolded him many, many times and let him out often. Can you offer advice for me going crazy about this problem? Very sincerely, James. There are a lot of small breed dogs, I don't know if this comes into your practice a lot, Sean, who lift their leg in the house and they are marking. They are not just relieving themselves, emptying their bladder. They're marking. And The first time I ever saw a belly band on a male dog, I didn't know what I was looking at, but some of them are quite, can be very charming and cute looking. And it's basically, it's got Velcro on top, and imagine something the width of, I don't know, a loaf of bread, because a little dog is tiny, right? And it wraps around, basically covers their penis, and Velcro's on top. And there's a diaper type thing you put in it, like a pad. So he can go all around his house, your house, and lift his leg, and he's peeing into the belly band. And for some dogs, just wearing it makes them not do it. Do you have people complaining to you of this marking?
You know, I really have more people complain about urinary incontinence where the dog isn't aware of what's going on and dribbling.
Oh, right.
The ones that I have found that mark tend to be like the cats that mark non-neutered or non-spayed animals.
Right.
That usually spaying or neutering will solve that problem. So that's not something I really see very much. But we do deal with a lot of incontinent animals, and the good news is most of those do improve with sometimes drugs, but often just natural therapies.
Really? Okay, so I had heard, or my knowledge is, that your older, like an 8-year-old female, a spayed female, they used to say an early spay, but I don't know that that's relevant, that their pee gets leaky later in life. I had that happen to one female that I had as she got older. And there's a pretty simple drug. Is that what you use, or do you use something
holistic?
Well,
there are some. I usually use something holistic sometimes with the drug. Now, you know, we do know that spaying, because spaying can cause urinary incontinence because of the tropic or positive or constricting effects that estrogen has on the urethral sphincter. However, most females who are spayed don't leak, so there's certainly some individual sensitivity. Also, when you have urinary incontinence, you got to think about bladder infections, bladder tumors, bladder stones, Cushing's disease. I'm seeing a lot of dogs with Cushing's disease, or sometimes diabetes or kidney disease. So you can't just anymore say it's an old dog.
Incontinent.
We need to find out why and deal with the underlying problem.
That's really good advice, because there are lots of diseases that would or conditions that could be solved, that could be diagnosed and treated, and then you wouldn't have the problem. So
yes.
for the ones who are leaky boys, who are leaking, and then whatever therapies you would use haven't worked, is there a belly band that you recommend to people, or you just tell them to go wing it and find it on their own?
Yeah, there's not one that I have found that much. I've actually only got like one pet in my practice right now that they're even using something like that, and I'm not even sure where the woman got it. She likes it. She said it works pretty well. She just wishes she didn't have to use it.
Right. I guess it's not really what the choice the woman would have to have their dog wear a diaper. Well,
correct.
It's good to know that there are diagnoses that should be explored before you just wrap up the penis with a little pad.
Yes.
But if you have a male Yorkie who you're taking for walks and he's emptying his bladder and then he comes home and lifts his leg, scolding him clearly isn't working, James, obviously, because you've done it many times and he keeps on working. So that's one I might talk to Greg Cleva about, but, you know, that's a dog that he might say needs to be crated if he's not being carefully watched. And even then, you know, male Yorkies, little toughies, they can, because they are terriers, they might just lift their leg right in front of you with no compunction. It just depends on the personality, right? Some little guys are just little toughies, and they're like, this is my room, and I'm going to mark it. Of course, there's also a lot of really good urine odor removers. Dr. Elsie actually makes one that's very clinical. I think a lot of people use it in their practice. I'm sure you've had dogs that lift their leg in the waiting room and then other dogs lift their leg on top of it. It's called urine removal program. And you may have something else that you like, but I think removing the odor that's there from previous markings is probably really helpful. Because otherwise you go back to the place that you got the satisfaction before, and you go, all over again. But in the meantime, don't go crazy. Scolding clearly didn't work, because it's not really going to solve whatever the problem is. And go to the vet and ask, you know, are there urinary crystals? Is there a urinary tract infection? And like you said, Cushing's disease, things that you want to just rule out, because then you've dealt with the problem, not just the symptom, which is what we're always looking for.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you have to always try to find the underlying cause. You know, you can cover up the signs and symptoms for so long, but you're not solving anything. And sometimes when you do that, the problem gets worse and then you can't cure it.
Right, because it's gone too far down that road.
Yes.
Right?
Very much.
Well, it's been a very nice evening, as always.
It went by fast.
It flew by fast, little all over the place in a kind of a good way. We have people that are supposed to take the story from The Honest Kitchen. They've got to go to blogpause.com. Everyone's got directions on what to do, right, Sean? Love spending time with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet. And we will talk next week. And all of you, hug your kitties and kiss your pooches. We will talk to you next week. Take care.